It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening, and we're Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO as we come to you live from Bainbridge-Guilford High School, as it's a non-league boys contest tonight as the BG Bobcats are hosting the GMU Raiders from the Tri-Valley. Want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Set to be a fun matchup here tonight, folks. These two teams played last year in a non-conference matchup. That game was up at GMU, and it was a ton of fun because it was a night where everybody was shooting the ball very, very well, and BG came out on top thanks to a 32-point performance from Trevor Hallequist, and it was just a lot of fun. It was a barn burner type of game, and I expect much the same here tonight because GMU is off to a really good start on the season. BG, not so much. They have struggled on the boys' side here this year, but they're due for a breakout game, and I think this could be it here tonight. They played several very tough teams on the schedule. I think that is part of the reason why they haven't gotten off to a great start. But I think tonight could be a night where Trevor Hallequist and some of the guys around him, including Tommy Palmateer, Xavier Cherniak, Brent Rideout, could really get hot and get going. It's a home game. Right before you get into the league schedule, I could certainly see them getting off to a hot start here tonight. And GMU, after losing to BG last year, I'm sure wants some revenge, and they have gotten off to a great start to the season. Only one loss on the season so far. That was to Deposit Hancock, and it was also when the Raiders were down two starters due to some injuries. So I think that GMU is off to a great start this season as they get ready for the hectic Tri-Valley part of the schedule there, including a big game on January 9th on their home floor against the Morris Mustangs. I know a lot of people up and down the valley are looking forward to that one between Morris and GMU, only separated by about 6 or 7 miles. It's always been a good rivalry, even before the days of the GMU merger. So I think that's going to be a fun one next week on the 9th because GMU and Morris have both shown that they are, I think, top four type of contenders in the Tri-Valley so far, and we might see a few more of them, of those games of them meeting up down the road, that's for sure. If you're a GMU fan here tonight, you have to hope that Hunter Lockwood, as well as Ethan Butts and Mackenzie Kloon, have a good night. Of course, Lockwood is their senior leader, point guard, really gets everything going, and the guy who has been very impressive is 6'5" senior forward Ethan Butts. Folks, if you haven't seen him play, make sure you get out to a GMU game at some point this season and watch him play. 6'5", and I think he might be even a little bit taller than that. I know he's getting some college looks from some of the local schools and just has really worked on his game inside and out. He can step out and hit that little 15 to 20 footer, but when he gets inside, he's got some great post moves, very, very strong on the glass as well, and knows how to finish around the rim. So I think that's going to be great here tonight for GMU. I'm wondering how BG is going to match up with them size-wise. BG's biggest player is probably Tom Palmateer, who's probably standing about 6 foot, 6 foot one. So they're going to have to do a good job of boxing out on the glass here tonight if they want to keep up with GMU. And it's not only Ethan Butts, it's also Mackenzie Kloon, Garrett Proskin. These guys are very good on the glass, and BG's going to have their work cut out for them. So it should be a great non-conference matchup, the Tri-Valley versus the MAC, here tonight on CDO. It's the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. Of course, as we said before, Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. We're going to pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. When we come back, we'll have the GMU Raiders and the BG Bobcats, a boys non-league matchup tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. We'll be right back on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit chambersohara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Imagine your energy company paid you. With Morabito Energy's 50-50 program, that's exactly what happens. Morabito customers can receive $50 when they refer a new energy user who becomes a Morabito customer. And that new customer also receives $50. It's 50-50, just for choosing the reliable, dependable, and affordable energy of Morabito, where our people make energy different.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show, as we get you set for this one between the GMU boys visiting BG here tonight. Our starting lineups first for the visiting GMU Raiders and head coach Greg Bonskowski: a senior number 2, Hunter Lockwood; a senior number 14, Bryant Hill; a freshman number 20, Gavin Bonskowski; a senior number 21, Ethan Butts; and a senior number 33, Mackenzie Kloon. On the other side for BG and head coach Brad Aldrich: a junior number 3, Devin Schurhofer; a senior number 4, Xavier Cherniak; a senior number 11, Sean Lindsay; a senior number 14, Trevor Halliquist; and a junior number 20, Tom Pommetier. BG's in the home white uniforms tonight, has the navy blue and the black trim, says Bobcats in the navy blue lettering across the front of the chest there. GMU is in the road royal blue uniforms with the white and the gold trim, says Raiders in gold lettering across the front of the uniform there. GMU will go left to right on your radio dial to start things off. BG right to left as we get set for this boys non-league matchup tonight between BG and Gilbertsville Mount Upton, here live from BG High School in Bainbridge tonight. Set to be a good one, and it's the start of three straight games here this week on CDO, as tomorrow night we will have the BG boys once again traveling right down the road to take on Afton in MAC play. So that'll be tomorrow night at 7:30. And then on Friday, I'm going to be up in Stamford for a girls' contest as the Stamford Lady Indians host South Courtright. That's going to be a great game between two teams that have met the last couple of years in the Delaware League Championship. And Stamford's Haley Steenland is now only 2 points away from joining the 1,000-point club. So that will be a fun one on Friday as well. So tonight is the start of three nights in a row here at High School Hoops on CDL. And we're underway. Opening tip is won by Bainbridge Guilford. And Trevor Halliquist will have the ball. And to the right side of the floor he goes. Looking for Cherniak. Now for Devin Schurhofer. Skips across the top of the zone. They'll work it inside for Tom Pommetier. Turn around, little baby hook, gets it to go. Pommetier made a nice move to get around Mackenzie Kloon and then put it home. It's a 2-0 lead for BG. BG comes with a little full-court pressure. GMU easily breaks that one. They get through. Bounce pass down low for Mackenzie Kloon is kicked by the BG defense out of bounds. So we're 30 seconds in, and it's BG 2 and GMU nothing. Bonskowski will get it into the corner underneath the basket. Now to the top of the key here for Lockwood. They go back to Bonskowski in the left corner. Back for Lockwood, and he'll put on the brakes and set up the offense here for GMU. Now for Bonskowski, right side, skips across the top of the 2-3 zone, finds Bryant Hill for a deep three. That's off the mark, no good. Rebound is loose and scooped up here by Kloon of GMU, and the Raiders will hold on to the ball with a fresh shot clock. Bryant Hill into the corner, left wing side, back up for Lockwood at the top of the key. Again into the corner, now they work it down low for Kloon, kicks it out, Bonskowski straight away, three, got it. Gavin Bonskowski, the freshman, dials long distance, and GMU takes a 3-2 lead over BG with 6:50 to go in the first quarter. Fiji going right to left. They'll work it into the left-wing corner for Palmateer, looking for options. Back up for Cherniak at the top of the key. Down low, dishes one off for Sean Lindsay. His layup is no good. Out of bounds. Last touch by Ethan Butts, who couldn't quite hold on to it. Slipped through his fingertips and out of play. 6:40 to go, first quarter. GMU 3, BG 2. BG with the ball underneath their own basket. They go to Hallequist in the corner. Spot-up jumper, rattles in and out. Butts with a rebound, but lost control of it, and BG comes away with a loose ball. Here is Cherniak, who was able to steal that away from Butts. Tries to pass it down low. Ball is intercepted here by Mackenzie Kloon, and GMU back up the floor, and they'll get it into the hands of the trusty point guard here, Hunter Lockwood. Lockwood dribbles to the right side. Pretty active 2-3 zone here for the Bobcats. They go to Bonskowski in the corner. He was left wide open. Can't nail down the three-pointer. Rebound for Kloon of GMU, and back up top. 6:10 to go, first quarter. 3-2 still the score. GMU on top of BG in a boys' non-league contest tonight. Here's Lockwood down low. Dishes off for Butts, and that's an easy two-point layup. And it's good. So Ethan Butts off the feed from Hunter Lockwood, and it's 5-2 with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. Hallequist to the high post. BG trying to answer right back. Left side for Cherniak. He goes down low for Hallequist. Muscles one up and in. Trevor Hallequist with a right-handed layup in the land of the trees. And now he'll knock one out of bounds with 5:40 to go in this first quarter. BG bringing the full court pressure here, and Hallequist went diving head first into the GMU bench to try to knock that one out of play. Possession stays with the Raiders. 5:40 to go, first quarter. It's GMU 5, BG 4. Here tonight on WCDO, I'm Nate Lowe. Glad to have you along. Here is Hunter Lockwood on the right side. Again, a great bounce pass down low for Ethan Butts, and he puts it up and in. Butts with 4 points off two great assists there from Lockwood, and it's 7-4 GMU. Left side of the floor here for BG and Cherniak. Cherniak finds Palmateer, who goes skip pass for a deep three for Hallequist on the right wing side. It's no good. Rebound for Lockwood, and he's off to the races. Lockwood in traffic. Passes one out, and they'll reset with Bryant Hill on the right side. He wants an NBA three. Steps back. That one's off the mark, and a rebound for Palmateer as that one came sky high off the back of the rim. Palmateer tries to dribble it up the floor, and Mackenzie Kloon with a foul with 4:55 to go in the first quarter. It's GMU 7 and BG 4. That's the type of foul that will drive a coach nuts, the big guy, getting a reach-in foul as the guard brings it back up the floor. So BG with the ball. First foul on either team. First foul on Kloon of GMU. Hallequist gets it at the high post, kicks one back out. A long straightaway three here for Scherhofer is off the mark, and Butts scoops up the rebound, and GMU will bring it back up the floor. Lockwood going left to right on your radio dial with 4.5 to go in the first quarter, and it's GMU 7 and BG 4. Lockwood, left wing side, gets his man in the air, dumps it off down low again for Butts, up and in. Ethan Butts with 6 points, and they're all off assists from Hunter Lockwood. They're making it look easy out there, and it's GMU 9 and BG 4 with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Here's Hallequist, gets across midcourt and finds Devin Scherhofer. Scherhofer for Palmateer, spot up jumper, that's off the mark. Lockwood with another rebound, and he'll slow it down to give himself some space as GMU walks it back up the floor. Midway through the first quarter, it's the Raiders leading the Bobcats 9-4. Lockwood all the way to the bucket. Layup won't go. Butts is there. Turnaround shot is good. Butts has got a quick 8 points, and it's 11-4. And a timeout as Hallequist goes across midfloor. And this will be a timeout taken here by BG. A 30-second timeout with 3:50 to go in the opening quarter. It's GMU 11, BG 4. We'll be right back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So GMU's Ethan Butts with 8 of the 11 points so far as the Raiders lead BG here on the road 11-4 with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Here's Hallequist straightaway deep three, died on the front rim, out of bounds off the rebound, and it's going to stay with BG. Last touched by Ethan Butts, says the Zebra Crew here. And so underneath the basket will be Xavier Cherniak on the inbounds play. gets one in. Little fadeaway jumper here for Sean Lindsay is no good. Gets his own rebound, but then throws the outlet pass away. Was trying to hook back up with Trevor Hallequist. Threw it over his head and out of bounds, and it goes back to GMU. This ball actually rolled down the whole length of the floor before going out of play. So GMU is going to get it in their own offensive end of the floor here with 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Bonskowski will look to work it in. Finds McKenzie Kloon and back to the top of the key for Hunter Lockwood as GMU leads 11-4 with 3:28 to go in the first quarter. They go left to right on your radio dial. Here's Lockwood straight away three. Left that one a little short and out of bounds it goes. And BG will get the ball back as that air ball went sailing out of bounds and the Bobcats will bring it back up. With 3:15 to go in the opening quarter here tonight on CDO. Here is Palmateer. Works one out for Schurhofer. He tries a three-pointer and gets it to go. Devin Schurhofer from long range makes it 11-7 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. The Raiders on top of the Bobcats here on the road and a boys non-leaguer tonight. Top of the key for Hunter Lockwood. Setting up options here in a 2-3 zone. Very active here in the zone. As Lockwood goes to the left side, goes inside for McKenzie Kloon. He's blocked and a foul on Xavier Cherniak of BG. So 2:50 to go in the first quarter. It's GMU 11 and BG 7. McKenzie Kloon, the senior, 6'3", wearing number 33, will step to the line. If you're a fan of the MAC, you might recognize Kloon's name as he makes the first one. He played football for Oxford the last 2 years and has been an incredible linebacker for them. Just truly an athletically gifted guy. Having never played football before, went over there the last 2 years and has been a starter and done very, very well. Goes one out of two as he misses the second shot, and BG scoops up the rebound here with Schurhofer. It's 12-7, GMU on top of Bainbridge Guilford. Back to the right side of the floor, Hallequist finds Sean Lindsay for a breakaway layup here. Great pass as Hallequist was able to thread the needle to make it 12-9. Bonskowski back down the floor, gets tied up as Hallequist reaches in. We'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to stay with GMU. And Garrett Proskin will check into the ball game now with Kloon going to the bench. Here's the team foul situation. GMU with one and BG with one. Lockwood will get it on the inbounds pass as GMU leads 12-9 with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Here's Lockwood at the top of the key now finding Ethan Butts. They switch places on offense. They go left side for Bonskowski. The freshman from downtown, no good. Hallequist windexes the glass and pulls it down. Back up the floor for Hallequist, left wing side, as BG goes right to left here on offense. They'll hand one off here for Colin Pirelli. Pirelli back across for Schurhofer. Works it inside for Lindsay off the glass and good. Sean Lindsay with back-to-back buckets here for the Bobcats, and they've cut it down to a one-point lead. It's GMU 12 and BG 11 with 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Bonskowski gets it across the half-court timeline, and they find Ethan Butts wants to take it to the rim. Ball is knocked out of his hands there by Schurhofer of BG. Possession stays with the Raiders underneath the bucket. BG's in the home whites with the navy blue trim here tonight. GMU in the royal blue with the gold and white trim. Left side for Proskin. They go down low and a foul on Tom Palmateer of BG as GMU was trying to get it down to that left low block. That'll be the first foul on Palmateer and the second on BG as a team here with 1:40 to go in the first quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight. Good ball game so far between the GMU boys. On the road here tonight at BG. Here's Lockwood, left side for three. Can't get that one to go. Left it short again. Skimmed the front of the rim, and Hallequist was there for a rebound. Hallequist back down the floor, finding Schurhofer. Outside the three-point line now for Palmateer at the high post. Takes it down low. Blocked out of there. Big-time rejection by Ethan Butts of GMU, and the Raiders are on the run. Left side here for Bryant Hill. He steps up for two. That one rattles out. Butts comes down, grabs the rebound. Punched out of his hands there by Pirelli. Possession will stay with GMU as it goes out of bounds. 1:10 to go in the first quarter. It's GMU 12 and BG 11. GMU boys with the ball underneath their own bucket, and they'll get it out to Bryant Hill on the right wing side. GMU was up 11-4, but they've gone cold, and BG has heated up over the last 2 minutes. Bryant Hill to the right side. Now the reverse left wing side in the offensive end of the floor here for GMU for Bonskowski. Back for Lockwood with under a minute to go in the first quarter. Shot clock's at 15. Bonskowski. Right wing side again, they'll work at left side here for Lockwood. Hanging jumper, can't get it to go. Rebound is loose, scooped up on the floor here by BG. Colin Pirelli went into the land of the trees and pulled it down. Outlet pass here ahead for Hallequist. Shakes his man but lost control of it. Butts comes away with it. A long pass ahead for Lockwood. Behind the back dribble to the left side And now he'll slow it down, puts the brakes on, and wants to set up offense here for GMU. Bonskowski right side. 25 seconds to go, first quarter. Spin move inside for Butts. Gets it to go. Ethan Butts doing the work of a man. He's got 10 points, and GMU leads 14-11 with 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Back the other way for BG. Palmateer is up and good from the foul line. It's 14-13, 10 seconds to go. First quarter, Bonskowski ahead now for Proskin. Across for Butts, intercepted, ball is loose. 2 seconds left, Hallequist trying to throw one up at the buzzer. No good. End of the first quarter. It is GMU 14, BG 13. We got a good game here, folks. We'll be right back on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open Fridays 24 hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Start of the second quarter here tonight on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us on WCDOsports.com as well. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. BG with the ball and a shot on the far side from Brett Rideout is no good. GMU back the other way. The Raiders lead 14-13 as we start this second frame. But they'll throw it away as Hunter Lockwood was trying to backdoor one-handed pass there from Mackenzie Kloon, and it went rolling out of bounds. GMU's going to come out with some full-court pressure, a little 2-2-1 press. BG breaks it as they get across the Bobcat logo at midcourt. As BG goes right to left here on offense. Here's Tom Palmateer, goes down low, little pump fake, tosses one up, no good. Rebound for Ethan Butts of GMU, ball out of bounds. Last touched by Butts as he stepped on the end line, it looked like. Ball's going to stay here with BG. That's about the third time that Butts has had the ball on a rebound, and it's just been a swarm around him, and he's had nowhere to go and stepped out of bounds. 7.5 to go in the second quarter. It's GMU 14, BG 13. Here's Palmateer at the high post for the Bobcats. Thought about a shot, doesn't pull the trigger. Goes back outside on the right wing for Brent Rideout. Little give and go back to Palmateer. Down low, and he'll travel. Tough here for BG. They're giving up a lot in the size department tonight, and when you're trying to make a pump fake on a guy who's 6'5 and you're, you know, 6'flat or 6'1, it's tough, and I think Palmateer just thought about it a little too much that time. Shuffled his feet. Left side of the floor for Lockwood. GMU has the ball. They go right side now for Bryant Hill. He dials up a three. It's off the mark. Rebound back to the top of the key. GMU should have had an easy rebound, but Xavier Cherniak out-hustled them, got the ball. They go down the floor. Shot here for Britton Rideout is tipped out of bounds. Good hustle, though, by Lockwood. He got back and just got a fingertip on it to swat it out. So BG, again, underneath their own basket. They'll work it in here for Colin Pirelli. Into the corner. Now for Brent Rideout. Back for Pirelli, top of the key. Inside for Cherniak. Spot-up jumper. Oh, went all the way around the world and tipped out. Lockwood back up the floor with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. It's 14-13. GMU still clinging to a one-point lead here on the road in a boys' non-leaguer tonight. Lockwood to the top of the key, finding Bonskowski. Now for Bryant Hill. Tries a bounce pass to the interior. Kicked out of bounds there by BG. Bobcats doing everything they can to front Ethan Butts and make that entry pass as hard as possible. GMU gets it in. They go left side corner for Hunter Lockwood. And a three ball is up and good for Lockwood. His first basket of the night. And GMU leads 17-13 with 6:20 to go in the second quarter. High post here for Pirelli. Tries to go down low. It's intercepted here by GMU. Good defense by the Raiders. Here's Lockwood. Tries to thread the needle there, and it was intercepted right back by Cherniak. Good idea there by Lockwood. Just couldn't get it through. Too many people. Palmateer trying to take it to the rack, and he's fouled with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. 17-13, GMU on top of BG. And this looks like it will be a foul on Mackenzie Clune, his second, team second. So Clune's going to come to the bench, and sophomore Garrett Proskin will come back in. Palmateer to the line. First shot is off the back of the rim and no good. So Clune in a little bit of early foul trouble here. Both teams with two fouls apiece. Unfortunately for GMU, both those fouls are on the same guy, Mackenzie Clune. So Proskin will come back in. Second shot for Palmateer. He buries it. So Tom Palmateer with 5 points. It's back to a three-point game. GMU 17, BG 14 with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. Here's Lockwood at the top of the key. Left side for Bryant Hill. Back for Lockwood. Lockwood, and great interior pass down low for Proskin. Misses it once. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up and he's fouled. Proskin's got that little smile on his face like, yep, I know I should have finished the first one. But he gets the second opportunity here at the foul line. 5:45 to go, second quarter here tonight on CDO. Also on WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along. Proskin's first shot is off the mark and no good. Remember our game audio archive as well. You can go back and listen to any of these games from this year or last year. Doesn't matter what sport it is either. We keep them all right there on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Proskin's second shot is up and good. His first basket of the night. And GMU leads BG 18-14 with 5:35 to go in the second quarter. Here's Hallequist on the left side of the floor as BG goes right to left on your radio dial. Here's Hallequist, turnaround jumper off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound by Proskin and an outlet pass to Lockwood. Lockwood trots up the floor and into the left corner here for Bryant Hill. Back for Lockwood. They reverse right side for Bonskowski. He tries a three and it's good. Gavin Bonskowski, his second three of the evening, and GMU opens the lead back up to 7. It's GMU 21. And BG 14 with 5:05 to go in the second quarter. Palmateer at the high post. He tries a little floater, gets it to go. Palmateer with 7 points. The junior doing a great job here tonight for the Bobcats. GMU 21, BG 16 with 4:50 to go in the second quarter. Here is Lockwood, has his pocket picked by Xavier Cherniak down the left side of the floor. Cherniak trying to go coast to coast, can't get it to go. Rebound for Butts and back up the floor for Lockwood. Lockwood on the right side now. Setting up shop goes for Bryant Hill. He tries a three-pointer. That one is off the mark. And a rebound here for Hallequist. Quickly back up the floor for BG, left wing side. Cherniak stops to the high post now for Palmateer. Turnaround jumper rattles out. Rebound for Proskin and an outlet pass for Bonskowski as we come up on 4:15 to go in the second quarter. It's GMU 21 and BG 16. Lockwood at the top of the key. Bounce pass to the right corner for Bonskowski. Now back for Bryant Hill as they look to set up the offense. GMU patient, working it to the left side. 15 to go on the shot clock. Here is Hill. Dribbles. Now goes Bonskowski right side. He tries another three. No good. And BG with another rebound. This one by Brent Rideout. Into the left corner for Cherniak with a long corner two. That one is no good. And a rebound for Butts. Both teams cold shooting over the last 2 minutes here. With 3:45 to go in the second quarter. It is GMU 21 and BG 16. Every time it looks like GMU is going to pull away a little bit, BG is able to get a little run in. Proskin on a pass from Bonskowski at the foul line gets it to go. And Proskin's got 3 points, and it's 23-16 GMU on top with 3:25 to go in the second quarter. To the high post now for Palmateer. Turnaround shot, buries it. Tommy Palmateer's got 9 points. That's a team high so far. And it's GMU 23 and BG 18. With 3:10 to go in the second quarter. Right side for Lockwood, surveying his options. Chest pass to the left side as GMU goes left to right. Here for Bonskowski. Back for Bryant Hill. Hill, little dribble drive. Dishes one off for Lockwood. 15 on the shot clock once again for GMU. Back for Hill on the right side. Wants a three. Pump fakes. Goes inside. Tough fall-away jumper is short. Off the mark and no good. Rebound for Palmateer. And back up the floor for Hallequist. Hallequist gets into the paint. Little floating jumper. Hit the rim twice. No good. Butts with a rebound. He cleans up the mess. And an outlet pass ahead for a streaking Hunter Lockwood. Lockwood into the left wing corner. Stops, pops, gets it back out for Ethan Butts. He tries a straightaway three. No good. Follows the shot. Gets his own rebound, but can't quite hold on to it. BG back the other way. Here is Cherniak. He tries a left-handed layup. That's off the mark, and Butts hustles back for another rebound. And GMU will finally put on the brakes here and walk it back up the floor. With 2:15 to go in the second quarter. It is GMU 23 and BG 18. They try to go to the high post, and the pass is intercepted here by Cherniak. BG back down the floor for Hallequist. Lays it up and in. Trevor Hallequist now with 4 points, and GMU's going to call a timeout. Head coach Greg Bonskowski wants to talk things over. 2 minutes to go before the half. It's GMU 23 and BG 20. We'll be right back on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. A minute 50 to go before the halftime break. It is GMU 23, BG 20. Nate Law with you here on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along. So GMU will walk it up the floor here with Hunter Lockwood. As again, the Raiders with a three-point lead. They've got it out to 7 or 8 points a couple of times, but BG has been right there to pull it back in. Left side of the floor here for Bryant Hill. Hill now finds Bonskowski back, a little give and go to Hill. Dishes into the corner for Ethan Butts, who had 10 points in the first quarter but has not scored here in the second frame for the Raiders. Lockwood back to the top of the key for Bonskowski. Minute 25 to go, second quarter. Step-in jumper for Lockwood off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound for Devin Schurhofer. Back down the floor for the Bobcats. Schurhofer across for Hallequist, steps into a three, got it. Boy, that one looked good. The minute he caught it, you knew it was going up, and it was pure. We're tied 23-23. BG fans on their feet here tonight in Bainbridge with 1 minute to go in the second quarter. Left wing side now for Bonskowski. Back for Hunter Lockwood, who finds Bryant Hill on the right side. They reverse it again for Bonskowski. Around the top of the clock here for GMU. 15 seconds on the shot clock, 50 on the game clock for the Raiders. They go to the high post for Ethan Butts and back out for Lockwood. He tries a three, left it short. Butts with a rebound and tosses one up and in. Ethan Butts now with 12 points, laid it right up over the top of the rim, and now a steal by Lockwood. Lockwood picked off the inbounds pass, waits for everybody to get back from GMU, then fires up a three and got it. Lockwood with 2 3-pointers. He's got 6 points. What a swing for GMU after it was tied up at 23. Now the Raiders lead 28-23. 20 seconds to go before the half. 5-point swing there for GMU. Right side of the floor here for Xavier Cherniak. Cherniak finds Schurhofer in the corner. Step-in jumper is good. Devin Schurhofer gets it to go, and it's 28-25. 3 seconds left. Lockwood at midcourt for three. Oh, off the back of the rim. Boy, it looked good. But our halftime score is GMU 28, BG 25. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll break down our scoring summary from the first half and talk about games we're going to be doing the rest of the week here on CDO. It's a busy week, and what's to come for both these teams, BG and GMU, as they both get into the meat and potatoes of their league schedule coming up. Again, our halftime score is GMU 28, BG 25. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, call Marabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Marabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. It's halftime here at Bainbridge-Guilford High School, and it's time now for our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Mirabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score is the GMU boys on top of BG on the road here, 28-25. It's certainly been a back-and-forth affair. GMU came right out and grabbed the lead right from the opening tip, but every time that GMU has stretched it out a little bit, BG has been able to pull it back. And great kind of story about that is when Trevor Hallequist nailed a three down here with about a minute to go in the second quarter to tie it at 23. Then GMU came back and hit a three-pointer. Then Hunter Lockwood had a steal and a layup, and that was a little five-point swing for GMU. And then BG came right back and nailed a jumper towards the end of regulation to get us our 28-25 score. But just, I know I've said it a few times, but just when it seems like GMU is going to get a little breathing room, BG is right back there to close this gap back up. And we said that during our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. I felt like BG is on the cusp of, I don't want to say turning their season around, but they've had a really tough schedule. They've had a lot of bad breaks go their way in terms of losing games in the last minute or 30 seconds. And, you know, as a team, you got to learn how to win some of those games. But they've just had some bad breaks where, you know, a team makes a miraculous shot here or there, or they're able to do something special in the last 30 seconds or a minute, come from behind by 5 or 6 points. I mean, that's just kind of the story for BG, and that's how it's been so far this season. So I really feel like as they get into the MAC, and we'll see them tomorrow night in Afton too, that some special things are going to come their way. They have too many talented athletes to not find a way to win ball games. Let's go through our first half scoring summary. For BG first, a team-high 9 points from Tom Palmateer, 7 from Trevor Hallequist, 5 from Devin Schurhofer, and 4 from Sean Lindsay. On the other side for GMU, 12 from Ethan Butts, 6 apiece from Gavin Bonskowski and Hunter Lockwood, all from downtown, 3 for Garrett Proskin, and 1 for Mackenzie Clune. Again, it's our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Excuse me. The score at the half is GMU 28, BG 25. We'll step away for 60 seconds and be right back on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
You know, there's only one thing worse than getting in a car accident, and that's dealing with an inexperienced auto body shop. That's why when I needed auto body work after hitting a deer, I told my insurance agent that I was using Bill and the guys at Sydney Auto Body. They've been in business for over 55 years, and they do quality work. There's no hassles, no costly surprises, and they take care of the insurance paperwork, too. So if you have an accident, take my advice. Go to Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report here on WCDO. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And with the cold that has been in our area for the last week or so, and of course it looks like this weekend we're going to see another very, very cold snap. That's a number to keep handy. 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT for Marabito. I know it's tough. I mean, you walk out of these ball games at 9 or 10 at night and you go out to the empty parking lot. I'm usually one of the last people to leave the gym after I pick up all the radio gear and equipment. And sometimes you wonder, boy, I hope the car starts right now because I'm the only one here. And when you do get the car started and it says negative 2, negative 5, negative 7, I mean, these are the times I wonder. You wonder why couldn't this area be in Florida, right? I mean, I'm starting to understand the snowbird thing. I really am. It makes a lot of sense. I do not blame them one bit. And that's another beautiful thing about WCDOsports.com is that if you have the grandparents or the parents that like to go down south, get away for a couple of months, I don't blame you. You can go there and you can listen anytime on the computer. So you don't have to miss all the grandkids or your kids' games up here during the cold winter months if you're in Florida. And if you miss it or you want to, you know, talk about some special performances, listen back to it again, you can also go to WCDOsports.com. Our game audio archive, everything is right there. It's a free download, and you can listen to it anytime on demand, all courtesy of SFCU. So 28-25, our halftime score. The BG Bobcats trailing GMU in a boys' non-leaguer here tonight. Little kudos to GMU. They were, again, in the honorable mention this week by the New York State Sports Writers Association in the New York State Class D Boys Basketball Poll. There are no teams in our local area that are actually in the rankings so far this season, which is rare. Usually we have quite a few teams. But GMU, Morris, and Davenport were the three teams for boys this week in the rankings and the honorable mention for Class D. On the Class C side, we don't have any other local schools ranked either. The Walton boys are in the honorable mention, and I have a feeling sooner than later they will be up in the rankings because we saw them last weekend at the Grasso tournament over in Lawrence, and they are the real deal. They got size, speed, they can run the floor, they can shoot. They looked very, very good. So the Walton boys, put them on your schedule if you want to go see some great local basketball. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll step away. We'll be right back with the start of the third quarter. It is GMU 28, BG 25. Third quarter coming up on CDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back once again as we start the third quarter. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. GMU win the ball in a 28-25 lead. They're in a boys non-leaguer tonight between the Raiders and the Bobcats. GMU in the royal blue uniforms with the white and the gold trim. BG is in the home whites with the navy blue and the gray trim. Here's Hunter Lockwood with a straightaway three-pointer. That's no good. Ethan Butts rips down a rebound. Turnaround shot is no good, but he's fouled. Just 20 seconds into the third quarter, and Ethan Butts will go to the line. He has a game-high 12 points so far, looking to add to his point total here from the charity stripe. So Butts steps up here to shoot two for GMU. Foul for BG was on Sean Lindsay, his first, team's first. First shot is up and good for Butts. Second one coming here for GMU as they push the lead to 29-25. Again, just 20 seconds into the third quarter here in a tight ball game so far. Butts goes 2 for 2. He's now got 14 points as GMU successful on their first trip down the floor of the second half. Hallequist comes back up the floor as the Bobcats go left to right with 7.5 to go in the third quarter. They work it inside for Palmateer. Palmateer to the foul line for Sean Lindsay. Little running jumper from Sean Lindsay is up and good. And the senior looking like Dr. J there on a little finger roll, and it's 30-27. Lockwood back down the floor. GMU a three-point lead. Here's Bryant Hill on the left side in front of the GMU bench. Back to the top of the three-point arc here for Bonskowski. Goes to the high post for Ethan Butts. Now right side for Lockwood. They go down low. Right low block for Mackenzie Clune. Back up top for Bonskowski. 10 on the shot clock. Raiders will have to hurry here. Hill goes back across to the right side of the floor for Ethan Butts, and the pull-up jumper no good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up. Can't get it to go again. Another rebound, and he's fouled this time. Ethan Butts, it's like there was a lid on the rim there, but he's able to rip down two rebounds. He's fouled, and we'll go right back to the line. Shaking his head there because I think he knows, gosh, I should have finished that one off. But hey, still at the line here for the Raiders. With 6:50 to go in the third quarter, it's GMU 30, BG 27. First shot is up and good for Butts. And always a good thing when you are shooting well from the foul line. Seen a bunch of games lately that were decided pretty much at the line. It's just so important. Second shot is good for Butts, and he's got 16. So yeah, you just see so many games where it comes down to, boy, if we'd made our foul shots, we lost by 4, we would have won. Seen a bunch of those lately, and GMU trying to take advantage here tonight as they lead 32-27 with 6:35 to go third quarter. Here's Hallequist left side for Palmateer. Back out for Cherniak. Straightaway three is no good. Mackenzie Clune swoops in for the rebound for GMU and hands one back off for Lockwood. Back down the floor. Lockwood at the top of the key. Holding on left side for Bryant Hill as they work it around. 20 on the shot clock. GMU leads 32-27. Now they find Butts down low on the baseline. Up off the glass and good. The kiss is good there for Ethan Butts, and he's got 18. 34-27. GMU on top of BG here on the road with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Left side for Cherniak. Cherniak down low. Got stuck in trouble but is able to dish it off here for Palmateer. Palmateer at the right low block. Butts playing good straight-up defense on him. Back out now for Hallequist, who's got 7 points and looking for more. Hallequist with two defenders swarming all over him. Loses control of the ball, and GMU comes away with it. Here's Lockwood on the right wing side. Lockwood is going to be fouled. With 5:35 to go in the third quarter, Hallequist came back down the floor. I think he was trying to return the favor. Lockwood had just taken it from him. Hallequist reached in, actually dove head first trying to get to that ball, and they call him for a reach-in. His first, team's third. Here's our team foul situation. BG with 3, GMU with none. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. GMU leading 34-27. Butts back across for Lockwood. Thought about a three, but didn't pull the trigger. Lockwood in the corner. Bounces one back to the top of the key. Now left side, Bonskowski. Got it. Flapjacks on a Ferris wheel. Gavin Bonskowski is 3 for 3 from downtown. He's got 9 points. It's 37-27 with 5:10 to go in the third quarter. Now down low for Palmateer. Turn around, baby hook shot, no good. Butts with another rebound as he windexes the glass. Back up the floor here for Lockwood. Lockwood at the top of the key. Now for Bonskowski, who's feeling it from long distance. We'll see if they get it to him again here for an open look. It's GMU, their biggest lead of the game, 37-27. Now for Butts at the foul line. Back out Lockwood. Dribble, drive, and it's knocked out of bounds. Lockwood got around his defender, Sean Lindsay, but Lindsay was just long enough to reach around and pop it and knock it out of bounds. Otherwise, Lockwood would have had a wide-open layup. 15 on the shot clock as they get it in. Here's Lockwood with an open look for three from the corner. It's off the mark. Back up the floor. BG with the ball. Here is Cherniak. Lays it up and in. Nice bucket there to make it 37-29 on a little breakaway layup with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. GMU back up the floor going right to left. On your radio dial in the royal blue uniforms with the white and the gold trim. They get it to Butts at the high post. He puts it in. The little jumper from the foul line goes, and it's 39-29. BG in the home whites with the navy blue and the gray trim back up the floor with Trevor Hallequist, who's got 7 points. He's been relatively quiet tonight. Again, he had 32 in a win at GMU just a year ago. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. They pass it down low. Another block by Ethan Butts. Sean Lindsay thought he had a wide-open layup, and Butts said no. Lockwood at the top of the key, now left side as GMU goes right to left. Here's Butts in the corner for Lockwood again. To the top of the key for Bonskowski. Tries to dish one off for Butts. It's intercepted right at the foul line by Hallequist. Hallequist back down the floor. Gets into the paint. Running jumper. Got it. Hallequist trying to spark this BG team. And it's 39-31 with 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Lockwood back up the floor on the left side. Tries to go to the high post for Kloon. It's denied. Lockwood still holding it. GMU leading BG on the road here, 39-31. This would be a big sectional point win for GMU as well if they could get the job done here today. Still anybody's ball game, but a D over a C is always good if you're the smaller school. Here is Bonskowski straight away for three. Got it again. Bonskowski is fourth three-pointer of the contest, and it's 42-31. BG back down the right side. They try a three here with Devin Schurhofer. It's off the mark. Rebound for Lockwood, and he's fouled. With 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, it is GMU 42, BG 31, and the Raiders are going to take a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Again, our score, GMU 42 and BG 31. We'll be right back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
GMU 42, BG 31. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Out of the timeout, Lockwood with a jumper from the corner. He gets it to go. He's got 8 points. And GMU, their biggest lead of the game, 43-31. 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Palmateer passing one down low. It's intercepted by Butts. Got his mitts in the passing lane there, and he was able to scoop it up. GMU back down the floor. Here's Bryant Hill, left wing corner. Now back to the top of the key for Lockwood. Feeds Butts in the post. Down low, Butts off the glass. Won't go. Ball is loose on the rebound. Palmateer comes up with it for BG. Good hustle. Palmateer on the right side now, finding Xavier Cherniak. Cherniak for Schurhofer. Back for Palmateer. Down low, Palmateer is called for a charge. Great job by Mackenzie Kloon. Planted his feet in the cement and fell over backwards and took the charge. As Palmateer lowered the shoulder a little bit and was trying to muscle his way down low to the low post. 2:10 to go, third quarter. It's GMU 43, BG 31. Here is Lockwood, left wing side for Bonskowski. Now they go back for Lockwood. Again for Bonskowski in the corner. Comes off a pick, fires up a three, won't go. Butts with a rebound. Gets another chance as he missed the first one. Tries again and it won't go. Good defense there by Palmateer this time. A baseball home run pass ahead for Schurhofer. Up off the glass. Can't get it to go. Butts is able to tip one ahead for Lockwood and they're on the run. Like a runaway freight train. Here is Lockwood. Takes it to the rim. Can't get it to go. Ball rolled all the way around the cylinder but wouldn't go down. Hallequist ahead for Palmateer. Lays it up and in, but he traveled. BG fans not happy about it, but the basket is waved off. GMU will get the ball back with 1.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And it's GMU 43, BG 31 as they try to open this game up. Hunter Oliver is going to check into the game for GMU. And Mackenzie Kloon will go to the bench. Catch a little breather. Here's our team foul situation. BG with four, GMU with none here in this third quarter. Bryant Hill with a pass to the high post. It's intercepted by Hallequist. Hallequist ahead. A sweet pass on the left side. Now we'll get it back. Hallequist, step back jumper. Got it. Hallequist with 11 points. And now he leads BG in scoring as they cut it down to a 43-33 deficit. The GMU boys on top here on the road. It's the Tri-Valley versus the MAC tonight with a minute to go in the third quarter, and the Raiders leading. Here's Lockwood, right side, tries a three. Left it long. Too much spice on that one, and a rebound is brought down here by Adam Ives. Ives ahead, looking for Colin Pirelli. Pirelli into the corner, finding Schurhofer. His three-pointer is no good. Tracked down here by Adam Ives. BG resets on offense. They go to the right side in their own offensive end of the floor. Palmateer back out. Straightaway three for Colin Pirelli. He got it. Pirelli not known for his three-point shooting, but he gets that one to go. Big-time bucket for the Bobcats with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's GMU 43, BG 36. Let's see if that lights a fire underneath the Bobcats here. Right side of the floor for Lockwood. Shot clock is off, 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Bonskowski. Back up for Lockwood. They reverse it to the left side as GMU goes right to left. Bonskowski back to the top of the key. We're under 10 seconds. Now for Bryant Hill. Fires up a three. Draws nothing but air. An air ball. A head down for Hallequist. He gets to midcourt. Fires up a three. Oh, just off the back of the rim. And that'll do it. End of the third quarter. It's GMU 43, BG 36. Fourth quarter coming up on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Fourth quarter underway here from Bainbridge-Guilford High School. The GMU Raiders have a 43-36 advantage as we start the fourth quarter here in a boys non-leaguer tonight. BG with the ball. Here is Hallequist somehow scoops it up and under and gets it to go. A great reverse layup from Hallequist in the land of the trees, keeping BG in this ballgame. I don't know how he got that off. Great shot. 43-38, GMU on top, and this game is far from over. Here's Lockwood at the top of the key. As GMU goes right to left, they go Bonskowski. He's got all three-pointers tonight as he's got 12 points. Can't get this one to connect. And a rebound for the Bobcats. Ahead now for Hallequist. Dribble drive in the paint. Dishes one off for Palmateer at the left low block. Palmateer muscles his way up. Can't get it to go. And another easy rebound here for Ethan Butts of GMU. He's got to have a double-double tonight, folks. Lockwood for Butts. Down low. Easy. Up and in. 22 points now for Ethan Butts. And GMU leads 45-38 with 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Can Hallequist pull the Bobcats even again? Right side of the floor here for Brent Rideout. Outside the three-point line. Rideout to the top of the key now for Colin Pirelli. Tried to pass one down low for Adam Ives. Pass was too tall for him and out of bounds. Kloon is going to check back in. Hunter Oliver to the bench. Quickly going back to Adam Ives. He's in the game right now for BG. Congratulations to him. Just today he was named honorable mention All-State in Class D for the BG football program. BG's going to take a timeout. We will as well. 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. It's GMU 45 and BG 38. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
GMU 45, BG 38 out of the timeout. Raiders with the ball. 6:35 to go in this fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO. Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studio. It's our in-game producer. Thanks, as always, to Jim. Left side of the floor here for Hunter Lockwood. GMU goes right to left on your radio dial. Right side of the floor here for Bryant Hill. Great entry pass down low for Ethan. Butts up and in. Boy, a great reverse layup. Butts has just looked incredible tonight for GMU. They lead 47-38 with 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter. BG back the other way. Here is Tommy Palmateer. Left side for Pirelli. Pirelli pulls it down, looking for an entry pass for Adam Ives. Now for Palmateer at the low post. On the left side, lost it. Bryant Hill came swooping in to steal it away. Hill back down the floor, finds Bonskowski. Lockwood is running the baseline, and let's see if they can connect with him. And they do to the left side, but it was knocked out of there by Brent Rideout. And they're going to say it was last touched by Lockwood as it glanced off his leg. And BG will get it back. Time is starting to become a factor here for the Bobcats. Still a lot left here in the fourth quarter, but it's slowly ticking away. Here's Brent Rideout. Takes it down low. Rejected out of there by Ethan Butts. And GMU comes away. Right side of the floor for Bonskowski. Gets into the paint. Dishes one off here for Lockwood. Lockwood on the left side. Now he'll slow it down. So Lockwood with 8 points. Bonskowski with 12. And Butts with 24. Now back for Bonskowski. Left side three. Got it. 15 points all from downtown tonight for the freshman for GMU. And the Raiders have a 12-point lead, 50-38, with 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Brent Rideout, down low, looking for Ives, puts it up, blocked again by Ethan Butts. Boy, he's just doing it all over, a stat sheet stuffer tonight. Lockwood, little crossover move, gets down low, now dishes one off for Butts, up and in. Great vision by Lockwood to find Butts, and he's got 26. And we'll have a foul in the backcourt here with 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. GMU's Bryant Hill was getting a little antsy looking for another steal there to keep the momentum going as he's been really shadowing Trevor Hallequist here tonight. And got a little antsy and got whistled for the foul. His first and the team's first here in the second half. That's an amazing stat as well. BG with a quick shot here from Tommy Palmateer as they bring it back down the floor. It's no good. Kloon with a rebound. Lockwood back up the floor with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. It's GMU 52-38. Kloon from the high post. His shot no good. Guess who's there to clean it up? Ethan Butts. He's got 28, excuse me. And GMU leads 54-38. Left side for Cherniak. Entry pass down low for Sean Lindsay. Right side corner now for Cherniak again. Cherniak, little dribble drive, now back for Palmateer. At the high post, Palmateer takes it down low and Butts with a block. That's the fifth, I believe, that he's got here tonight. He might have a couple of more. That's an unofficial CDO stat for you there. But, boy, you can see why the 6'5" senior is getting some looks. He's been incredible. 4:10 to go in the fourth quarter. BG with the ball on the right wing side. And back up here for Devin Schurhofer. Schurhofer down low, finding Palmateer, back over for Lindsay. Pump fakes, back for Palmateer. BG having a tough time getting an interior shot off with Butts in there. Lindsay finally will get one up and in. Sean Lindsay now with 8 points. And with 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter, it's GMU 54 and BG 40. Here is Bryant Hill. Right side, back out for Lockwood. Lockwood has been really good here tonight as well, finding Ethan Butts for a lot of these passes. Left side for Bonskowski, back across for Lockwood. He tries a straightaway three, got it. Lockwood now with 11 points, and it's 57-40. GMU leads by 17 late here in the fourth quarter, and they've really put their foot on the gas. Hollequist dumps one off for Lindsay, up and good. Sean Lindsay now with 10 points, and a timeout is taken by BG. With 3:10 to go, fourth quarter, GMU 57 and BG 42. We'll be right back on CDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Just over 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter, as BG has the ball, but GMU leads 57-42. Here's Trevor Hollequist with a three-pointer from straight away, and it's good. Hollequist now with 16. And our score is GMU 57 and BG 45. Lockwood back down the floor, putting on an impressive dribbling display here to keep it away from the BG press. Here is Kloon on the right side. Kloon finds Gavin Bonskowski. Now back off for Lockwood. Lockwood down low. Goes into the land of the trees and gets fouled with 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Thought maybe he was going to get himself in trouble down there, but drew enough contact to draw the foul and head to the charity stripe. So Lockwood with 11 points tonight. I'll be interested to see how many assists he has after the game, because Ethan Butts has 28 points, and a lot of those have come off great passes, sweet dishes from Lockwood. First shot is up and good. Lockwood with 12. And this is kind of what GMU has been going for over the last couple of years. They've had their struggles in the program, but this core group of seniors has really brought the program back to life. Second shot for Lockwood, no good. Butts with a rebound. Butts lost control of it. Lockwood is there to help through his hands. Out of bounds and back to the Bobcats. So morale is high right now within the GMU program. They think they have a real good chance to do well in the league this year. Left side of the floor for Hollequist. Floating jumper in the paint. No good. Second chance as he dishes one off for Bob Mateer. Bob Mateer lost control of it. Ball is loose back to midcourt. Scooped up by the Bobcats. Here's Hollequist with 2:20 to go, fourth quarter. He tries a three-pointer. Knuckles that one. It's off the mark and no good. Kloon and Palmateer get tied up. Good to see them help each other up here. Good sportsmanship. We'll see if there was a foul there or if it was a jump ball. With 2:15 to go in the fourth quarter, still haven't seen. Looks like they will call it a jump ball, so possession will go back to GMU. With 2:15 to go in the fourth quarter, it's GMU 58. And BG 45. Raiders will get it in, and McKenzie Kloon will look to dribble out of trouble here. Kloon gets to midcourt and finds Ethan Butts with 2 minutes to go. Butts lost control of it, though. Cherniak trying to get away on a breakaway layup, and he's fouled. So Cherniak is going to go to the line here with just over 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter. GMU leading 58-45. Stay tuned. After this, we'll have our post-game show with our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. Several players up for those awards tonight. Cherniak's first shot is up and good. So the senior rattling that one home, and it's 58-46. Second shot coming here for Cherniak, and this one is off the mark, no good. Sean Lindsay with a nice rebound, gets it back out. Cherniak dials up a three, and it's good. So he missed the foul shot, but he hits a three-pointer, and it pulls BG to within 58-49 with a minute 50 to go fourth quarter. Lockwood back down the floor. Dribbles back up to midcourt. Dishes one off here for Bryant Hill. Now for Mackenzie Kloon, but GMU's going to take a timeout. That play was a little sporadic there. So a minute 45 to go. Fourth quarter, they'll take a timeout. It's GMU 58 and BG 49. We'll be right back on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
A minute 45 to go in the fourth quarter. The GMU boys with a 58-49 lead on the road here over BG in a non-leaguer tonight. I'm Nate Lull. And as GMU gets it in, they'll have a foul in the corner on Cherniak. And so Hunter Lockwood will step to the line for GMU. Lockwood with 12 points. And a 1-1 here gets the first one to go. So Lockwood with 13. Looking to add to it more here from the charity stripe. As GMU leads 59-49. Second shot is good. So Lockwood with 14 tonight for GMU. Raiders with an 11-point lead, 60-49, with a minute 35 to go fourth quarter. Here is Cherniak left side, and he's fouled by Mackenzie Kloon. Fouls are a little different in the second half. BG with 7, GMU now with 2. So the Raiders have done a good job staying out of foul trouble here, especially in the second half. So BG gets the ball in. They find Tom Palmateer right side for 3. Can't dial that one up. Lindsay with a rebound. Back out for Hollequist, who has a team-high 16 points tonight. Now back for Cherniak. He tries a 3. Off the back of the rim. No good. A rebound here. Ethan Butts scooped it up and he was fouled with a minute 24 to go. This might be the longest last 2 minutes of a basketball game we've seen this year. A lot of fouls back and forth. In fact, that's going to be Tom Palmateer's 5th foul. He's going to foul out here for Bainbridge Guilford. So Tommy Palmateer finishes his night with 9 points for BG. Did everything he could inside against the Twin Towers of Mackenzie Kloon and Ethan Butts for GMU. So Butts steps to the line. He's got 28 points tonight. First shot coming is up and good. So 29 now for Ethan Butts. And we will have to ask him in the postgame what his career high is. I would assume this is pretty close. I'm pretty sure he had 28 earlier this year. Now he hits 30. As it's 62-49. So last year it was Trevor Hallequist with 32 when BG beat GMU, but this year it's Ethan Butts returning the favor as he nets 30, as it looks like the Raiders might pull off the victory here tonight as we come up on a minute to go, and GMU leading 62-49. Mackenzie Kloon with a rebound off a missed shot there from BG's Adam Ives. Kloon trying to dribble his way out of trouble. Now we'll leave one back here for Hunter Lockwood. And the ball is loose on the floor. It's like a hot potato. Nobody's able to scoop it up. And so we'll have a whistle with 57 seconds left. Timeout is taken here by BG. And the officials are actually going to get together here, have a quick word. The fans are saying it was 10 seconds in the backcourt. Not sure if that's going to be true because I don't know if GMU actually had possession or if it changed at all during that time. I think that's what the officials are talking about here. Did BG steal it and then GMU took it back? Maybe there should have been a shot clock reset. So we'll see. BG arguing the call here. GMU is actually the team that called the timeout. So with 57 seconds left, we're going to take a break with GMU leading 62-49. Raiders will take the timeout, and we'll step away and be right back on CDL.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, GMU will have the ball, and Lockwood's going to bring it up the floor with 55 seconds left, and he's fouled. And so Lockwood will go back to the line here. He's got 14 points. And we'll step in, try to add a little bit more to it here with our score, GMU 62, BG 49. So it looks like with 55 seconds left, the Raiders will walk away with a nice non-league victory here tonight, and they'll get some good sectional points as well, playing up with a victory over a C school here tonight in BG. Lockwood's first shot is up and good. He's got 15. And second shot coming here for Lockwood. GMU is going to pull all their rebounders off the line and go back on defense. Second shot for Lockwood rattles home. So he's got 16. It's kind of a quiet 16. He was sitting on 7 for a long time, but ends up with 16 here tonight. Here's Hollequist. Floating jumper in the lane is good. Hollequist has got 18, and it's GMU 64, BG 51. 40 seconds to go. Lockwood back up the floor. Avoids the trap, dribbles through it. Lockwood to the right side for Gavin Bonskowski, who has 15 points tonight. Bonskowski's going to dribble it out of harm's way, finds Ethan Butts, left side, back across for Lockwood, steps in for three. That's off the rim, no good. Butts kicks one back out for Bryant Hill. And now for Lockwood with 20 seconds to go. Shot clock is off, and GMU can dribble out the time here as they are going to come away with a nice victory here tonight over the BG Bobcats. We'll see BG tomorrow night on the road at Afton, but tonight it's GMU 64, BG 51. Our postgame show is coming up, along with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. The Raiders defeat the Bobcats 64-51. We'll be right back with the postgame show on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time to Bainbridge-Guilford High School. Our final score, the GMU boys defeating BG 64-51 here for a non-league victory tonight. Let's go through our scoring summary. First, for GMU, 30 points. Yes, you heard that right, 30 points for Ethan Butts. A guaranteed double-double. I'm not sure how many rebounds he had, but he was spectacular inside. Mark it on the counter. You want to get out and watch him play. 6'5", very good on the interior. Ethan Butts with 30 points tonight for GMU. 16 for Hunter Lockwood. Got to give a lot of credit to him, too. He set up a lot of those points for Ethan Butts and made it look easy. 15 for the coach's son, Gavin Bonskowski. 3 points for Garrett Proskin off the bench, and 1 point for Mackenzie Clune. On the other side for BG, a team-high 18 points for Trevor Halliquist, 10 for Sean Lindsay, 9 for Tommy Palmatier, 7 for Devin Schurhofer, 4 for Xavier Cherniak, 3 for Colin Pirelli. Let's do our post-game awards now. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Easy choice tonight, Ethan Butts with 30 points for the GMU Raiders. He is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. He truly was outstanding. Next up is our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'll give that to Trevor Halliquist tonight for BG. 18 points for the Bobcats senior leader, but I also thought he did a good job on defense, shadowing a couple of the GMU guards and really helping out on the rebounding front as well. Finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Hunter Lockwood tonight from GMU. 16 points, but as I said just a minute ago, really set up Ethan Butts for a lot of his easy layups down low. Of course, Butts with 30 points tonight. So Lockwood doing a little bit of everything tonight, putting it in the bucket, but also a lot of assists as well. So Lockwood is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. That's going to wrap up our broadcast. Again, our final score, GMU 64, BG 51. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night as the BG boys. We'll see them again as they travel down Route 7 to take on the Afton Crimson Knights. That game is at 7:30, and in case you want to go watch or anything like that, it's a quad night. So the BG and Afton varsity girls will be playing at 4:30 down in Afton, then the boys at 7:30. So the JV will be mixed in there as well. So mark that on the calendar, and we'll be right back tomorrow night. If you don't want to go out, it's too cold for you, stay tuned with us, and we'll have it all for you here on CDO. Again, our final score, 64-51, GMU beats BG. A big thank you to our in-game producer, Jim Tomeo, back in our Sydney studios on Main Street. And we'll see you tomorrow night again. GMU 64, BG 51. Have a great night. I'm Nate Lull. And stay warm, folks, from CDO.